Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 4.
Sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and in that one, Jesus went for a walk in the woods.
Like Bill Bryson?
Something like that, yeah.
Just to make it clear, there is a book called A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson.
Highly recommend.
Highly recommend. Not just the book, but the audio.
Yeah, because he reads it himself and holy shit.
It's like, fucking hilarious.
All right, off script here a bit, but not that we have a script, but yeah. Anyway, off topic.
Way here. Off topic, but you brought it up.
Yeah.
So go on.
Well, I was in Scouts when I was younger, which, you know, often people know. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, yeah. If they've listened for a while.
Yeah.
But I did hike the Appalachian Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had this...
Not the whole thing.
We went on... It was the Michimoqua Trail, actually, is where we went. And it was a beautiful hike. It was 21 miles. And anyway, when I listened to this book, it just... It made me want to go back. Like, I mean, it was such a beautiful way to describe his experience on the Appalachian Trail.
He is brilliant at imparting information and also entertaining.
Yeah.
At the same time. Because I've never hiked in my fucking life. Ever. I've never worn a hiking shoe.
Right.
And I loved it. I loved that book.
So anyway, Jesus went for a walk.
He went for a walk with Bill Bryson. Go on.
But he found Satan.
He did.
Yeah. And Satan.
No, I'm sorry. Not Satan. The devil.
The devil. Sorry.
Whatever. I don't know if that's the same.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, it matters.
Tempting motherfucker. He tries to tempt Jesus.
He did.
Like 3 times, really piss poorly.
Yeah. And he's like, jump off a building. Do it. And then he's like, jump off the mountain.
Jesus is just like, nah. And then they just move along. It was like, oh, okay.
That's
great.
Like, honestly, the tempting was like so mid.
Right. John the Baptist got arrested.
Yeah, so like, it was like, oh, when John was in jail and we were like, I'm sorry, record scratch. What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah. And Jesus started collecting fishermen and, you know, purging people of demons.
Yeah. Apparently demons are real.
That's
so much happened in that chapter.
There was a lot.
Short chapter, but a lot happened. Honestly, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So
Matthew has been very exciting, I must say.
Yeah.
A lot of action.
That was Matthew chapter 4.
It sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into...
Little Maddie chapter 5.
And before we get into it, though, I do have a shout out for a new patron.
What?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah. So this is one of our patrons that actually has been showing up to our live Discords, which we're doing tonight.
Live every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Discord.
Yeah. Come on, you should click the link in the show notes and join us here. It's really fun. There's usually a half hour to an hour of banter before we actually get into the podcast, so just be prepared.
Yeah, like you cannot be late because there is no actual for realsy start time.
Right.
And then there's also usually another half hour to an hour afterwards as well.
Yeah. So I wanted to say thank you to Jonathan Lowe. AKA Sport Punter.
Thank you, Sport Punter. Yeah. Thank you.
And they're from Australia.
Australia. You got to say it correctly. Australia.
Well, I'm not sure that that's correct.
And,
okay.
And they also say nor when they say no. It's spelled nor, N-O-R.
Right.
And they get really pissed about Americans always talking about shrimps on the Barbies. They're like, no, we don't say that.
Yeah.
And also, the city of Brisbane. It's not pronounced Brisbane, even though that's how it's spelled. It's Brisbane.
Well, I'm glad we got all these Australian pointers from you tonight.
I want Sports Punter to be my friend and to know that I care.
Well, just for the record, so Sport Punter says that they were raised Christian and became a scientist and realized how wrong the Bible was.
Damn.
And took them a lot of years to escape from Christianity, and they really appreciate our podcast. So thank you, Sport Punter.
Well, we appreciate you, Sports Punter.
We do.
Thank
we do.
You.
So, oh, and they joined at the platinum level. So
platinum?
Like, holy shit.
The blonde level?
Thank you.
The platinum blonde. what?
Obviously, we really appreciate the help from all of our patrons, and we'd love to have more so we can do this full time someday, some decade maybe, I don't know.
And travel and see everybody.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it?
That's like my goals, right? Like podcast goals is to be able to do it full time and to travel and see everybody.
We only need to like increase our, you know, donations by about 20 times. And then we're right there. We're doing it. We got it. We got it all.
All right, everybody, tell a friend. Tell five friends.
So, that being said, what are we getting into? Oh, you already said it. We're doing chapter 5.
Little Maddie, chapter 5.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okie dokie. Right, we are here hopping into Little Maddie 5.
Okay.
Little Maddie chapter 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when Jesus, RDJ, Robert Downey Jesus,
yeah,
collecting his gang members,
right,
saw the crowds, remember, because he was traveling around teaching at different synagogues and stuff?
Well, he was purging people's demons and, yeah, like, you know, whatever.
So
healing their viruses and stuff. And,
yeah. So he's gathering crowds. So when he saw them, he went up on a mountainside and sat down.
Oh, okay.
His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, oh, we're getting the Beatitudes. Okay. So the rest of this chapter is all in red. So this is nothing but fucking Jesus' words.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm a little like daunted by that. Like, ugh. I'm not dressed for this. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Here's some Jesus speak.
Okay.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children. What is this teaching?
I don't know. He's just telling us all who's blessed.
Every time somebody sucks, it's fine. They're good.
It just doesn't really...
These are not lessons. These are bumper stickers.
Right. Yeah. When it doesn't really line up. I mean, I'm struggling here because we're still Jewish at this point, right? Because
yeah. You know,
Christ hasn't died.
We being the people of the Bible.
People of the Bible, right?
The Jewish
people. They're all Jewish.
Yeah.
So Old Testament doctrine still rules, I'm assuming, at this point, right?
Yeah.
So I'm having trouble reconciling these comments with regard to what happened in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, okay. Because Jesus died for our sins, right?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't got there yet.
That's what I've heard, right? But, like, again, he's still alive. He's speaking. Mm-hmm. And so we're supposed to take this as though it's part of the whole Jewish doctrine at this point, I would assume.
I guess.
To track with what I know of the Old Testament.
Well,
in a lot of ways. I'm not saying it's completely off track, but like there are definitely some things I could point to that contradict a lot of these things that God has said.
My problem is less the historical aspect, which I'm here with you. I agree with you. But my problem is that it says he began to teach. And then these are like simple things that when you suffer, it's fine because you'll be comforted.
Yeah. And are you this type of person?
When you're hungry, fine. You'll be fed. And that's cool, too.
Right.
And these are very simple. Like, you were teaching this. This is what the people, they came and sat down at your feet to hear these platitudes.
Who's blessed. Yeah.
Okay. Right?
All
right? Like, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Let's find out who else is blessed.
What? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Okay.
I know some people in office who need to read that one.
Most of them right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Didn't he already say righteousness?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Oh, okay.
But now, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness.
Okay.
The people who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they're awesome. But then the ones who actually go so far as to be persecuted for it, they're cool too.
They're all, everybody, if you're dealing in righteousness, you're good to go.
Good people are good.
Okay.
Got it. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
Damn.
Oh.
Wow.
He just threw himself in the mix.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going to suck for some of you because of me, and you're blessed. Like,
that's interesting, actually,
that's because self-promotion.
Like, so many people today use Jesus to bash other people,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost like that goes directly against everything. Like, oh, you want to use Jesus to tell people that they're wrong and bad? But in the Bible, it literally says, what did they say again?
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
Right. Like, if you're using Jesus to insult, persecute, and all this because of Jesus.
No, I don't think that's what it means. Okay. I think that it's about, if you believe in me, you're probably going to get stoned for being a Christian, and that sucks for you.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to suck for my believers.
Okay. Because you're going to have to take a lot of shit because you believe in me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. That's my understanding.
I get it.
Does that...
I liked my interpretation better, but, you know.
Whatever. I mean, that...
It's probably... You're definitely more correct.
I just feel like it's weird that he's like, it's going to suck for my followers out there. Like, whoa, that's some self-promotion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
That's like what they tell... That's like what... when you're listening to any right-wing media where they're like, they're persecuting the Christians now, and it's like, it's all mm-hmm. about the persecution of the Christians, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they try to make it this whole thing where we're going to be persecuted, so they rile everybody up because we're going to be persecuted.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good rallying cry mm-hmm. to get people drummed up and in support of you because you're like, it's going to suck.
I don't want
to. They're like, we got you.
I don't want to be persecuted. You. Not,
right.
Yeah, let's not. Let's not be persecuted.
Right.
Let's get our guns first and shoot people. Wait, what? Hold on. Everybody needs to fucking Hakuna their tatas.
Right, yeah.
It just also, it makes me think of that scene in The Breakfast Club where the guy, the nerd, the dork, he looks at the popular girl, you know, the princess, and says, "You're so conceited, Claire."
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, Jesus, you're being a little conceited. I mean, just because you're right doesn't make you any less full of yourself.
Right.
Okay, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Wait, what?
He's comparing his followers to
the prophets,
essentially.
Wow.
And saying that you guys are, because you believe in me, you're going to have it's all good. You're going to be like the prophets.
Thanks for that. You are the salt of the earth.
No, that's Lot's wife.
Oh, shit. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Hmm. I'm pretty salty. I mean, I'm always salty because I sweat a lot. So there's that. But also, I'm like a bitter, cynical person. So I'm metaphorically and literally salty.
Mm, yeah.
I'm the saltiest bitch alive. Yeah. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. No, because a town built on a hill is all lit up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it from miles away.
Light, they don't have, yeah.
Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
It's funny because I'm literally looking at a light that we have that's kind of under a bowl.
Oh, you're right. That's so funny. It's one of those like, what are those lamps?
The reading lamp things or whatever.
The ones that's just like a lamp pole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, the way it's shaped, the light's kind of under a bowl, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious. This just feels like, oh, now we're definitely reading the New Testament. This is not the Old Testament. This is a completely different book because now we're like...
Well, it sounds like a sales pitch right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is all... He's making whoever he's talking to very happy. Like, oh, I'm definitely good. Look, did you hear what he just said? This is awesome.
You guys are special and you're pretty and you're tall.
Right.
And... sometimes that's going to suck and that's okay. You'll get your just rewards after you're dead. Hey,
George, did you hear? We're going to be just like the prophets.
Just like, you're going to be persecuted just like them, but don't worry about
it. We're good to go later. After we die, we're good.
Yeah. It's going to suck, but you'll be fine. You'll be fine in the whole afterlife.
Right.
Yeah. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets.
Okay.
I mean, if you talk to Christians, they kind of say that's exactly what
sometimes happened. Yeah, it depends on who you're talking to and about what. So
I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
Okay.
For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law, capital L law, like the, you know, Jewish law.
Yeah.
Until everything is accomplished. And I can tell that we are reading let me finish this thought. Yeah. I can tell that we're reading a watered down interpretation of this because this is the same verse, I believe, where they get the jot and tittle from every jot and tittle, of like crossing your T's and dotting your I's. Like,
got it.
That phrase comes from this.
Okay. I find it interesting that he says that not anything is going to go, nothing's going to go away. All the Old Testament stuff is still true.
Yeah.
Until everything is accomplished, right?
Yeah.
Which, if you ask most Christians, it hasn't been accomplished.
Right.
So that would indicate to me that everything still, based on Jesus's red fucking words.
Yeah.
Everything still applies from the Old Testament.
I think when he dies, though, that's when it changes. But I don't know.
So then everything was accomplished when he dies?
I don't know. I'm just telling you.
I'm just like, that's very vague as to what it means by accomplished.
As Jesus is walking around, though, Jewish law still applies. Okay?
Okay.
Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Jewish law still applies.
So, okay.
Do not think I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
Okay.
So every jot and tittle.
Sure. Okay? I still want to know what that, like, that definition matters.
No, it's
very
true.
Very much.
Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
The commands that he just gave as far as who is thought to be better, like the ones, is he talking about what he just wrote or the prophets in the commands. Old Testament? Okay, all right.
These commands that I'm telling you. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
Hmm.
Oh.
So you better be good.
You better be
for goodness sake.
Whoa, somebody's coming. You have heard, he continues.
Sure.
This is so long. Oh, he's going to bore me.
So much red.
I don't like it. It's hard to read when it's red. Like, couldn't have been a different color, honestly.
What color would you have preferred?
I don't know, purple maybe.
Purple?
Yeah.
You should put in a request for a purple.
I don't
Jesus
think,
word Bible.
I don't think the Christians will
see
be,
if somebody send you one.
I don't think the Christians will be excited to take on any suggestion from an atheist. And you know, rightfully so. To be fair.
Right. Yeah.
Like, why should they?
I don't know.
Who am I?
I mean. Honestly, I feel like if you're a good Christian, you should be excited about answering our questions and our challenges. That's my theory. Because
Win me over.
Wouldn't it be...
Convince me.
Wouldn't it behoove you to be the penultimate Christian?
No, that's the wrong word.
Oh, no, yeah. The ultimate. The ultimate Christian.
Yeah.
If you were able to counter every question that we throw up here in our podcast, wouldn't that make you the best slash better Christian?
You'd be like the superhero Christian if you were able to like convince us to cross over.
Right.
If you could like
I'm not saying that you even have to convince us to cross over, but like if you took it upon yourselves to, instead of running away from the questions that we have, confront them and answer them
in good faith. Not just the it's not ours to know and you're right. asking with an agenda. Like no. Don't hand wavy them.
Right.
That's not good writing and that's not good debate skills, okay?
Right.
Stop.
We're taking a 2,000-year-old text and we're asking questions about why we should find it legitimate.
Right.
You should at least be able to answer those questions.
Right.
Because it's not you're saying Jesus wrote this. The red ink says that Jesus said this, whatever. Mm-hmm. But why should I even believe that?
Right.
Like what about this should I, why should I take that at faith, at face value?
Right. Yeah, I agree with you.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, you have heard that it was said, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment.
Damn, you don't have to murder, you just have to be angry.
Yeah.
And you're going to be judged.
Damn.
I've been angry at so many people.
I have murdered in my heart.
I guess I'm going to hell.
Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, raka.
Raka.
I'm not sure what that is. That's a Q&A.
Yeah.
There's a note there. Is answerable to the court. So don't go around saying raka to your brother and sister. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Did I read that correctly?
You did.
I feel like I did.
You very much did. Yeah. That was exactly correct.
I feel like that was the right that way was, to that was read that.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So don't be saying that.
No. Definitely don't say that.
You are in danger of the fire of hell if you say that.
I guess I'm going to hell.
Right?
And furthermore, almost everybody I know.
I've also said, you boob.
Yeah.
So, you know. Pool, boob.
Right. I feel like there's no one I know that could live up to this.
Nope.
At least what he's pitching right
Everybody's in danger of hell. Love it.
Yeah.
Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Yeah, don't go away. Like, don't take your gift back. Leave it.
Okay.
First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift.
Oh.
But just put your gift down. You know, we're still going to take your gift. All gifts work here.
Okay. I thought they said first reconcile.
Leave your gift there in front of the altar. Oh, so don't put it on the altar, but leave it at the altar.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Don't go away with
it. Set it down near the altar.
Mm-hmm.
That way, just in case you don't come back. If they murder you when you go to reconcile, we still have
your gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no returns on gifts. you still have to. Yeah. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court.
So definitely got to use an arbitrator.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison.
Wait, how did we get to human judgment here? Like, why are we giving a shit about human judgment?
You better reconcile that shit.
Isn't this about the Lord and
you
God?
You reconcile that shit.
Why?
With your brother
and sister. I don't give a shit about human judgment. I want to know about the, like, this has to do with your soul and your afterlife. That seems way more important than whether or not you go to jail over taxes that weren't paid.
But that's based on how you behave in life. So reconcile with your brothers and sisters.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm assuming by brother and sister they mean...
People. Right.
In your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you got to reconcile with them so that your soul can go to heaven.
Sure.
Otherwise, you're in danger of the fires of hell.
Okay.
Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
Damn.
Pay your fucking bill and be good to your neighbors.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. Oh, fuck. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
Mm, I see.
Well, I mean, I've looked at people lustfully.
Sure.
And I'm happily married.
Yeah.
But I have definitely said, oh, my God, that guy is hot, or that woman is gorgeous.
Doesn't everybody have their list of people?
Yeah.
Right?
Like your five.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You have
Hell, your it list. Came up, what was that we were watching when they were, it came up?
It was on Friends a long time ago.
No. It was a comedian, and somebody in the audience said, you're on my husband's list.
Oh.
And I can't remember who it was, but it was that one girl, the comedian that you like that has a late night show that's
Taylor.
Not great.
It was
that
Taylor.
We don't like as much.
What?
The late night show that she started, that like ended up being a quiz show. And
oh,
then...
yeah. It's Taylor, but okay. She doesn't have
Taylor
that show.
Taylor Tomlinson.
Yeah, Taylor Tomlinson,
Thank
but she doesn't have that show anymore.
Right, but I was just trying to remember who it
but
was.
But I still love her.
Right.
So, but it sounded like you were saying we didn't like her anymore.
No, that's not what I was saying at all.
Okay, but that's what it sounded like you were saying.
Well, I apologize if that's the way it
No,
came
we
across.
Still love Taylor Tomlinson. We just didn't love her show.
Right, her show sucked.
Yeah, but
she's great.
She's on a lot of people's list. She could be on your list. I approve of that. She's on my list. Fuck.
There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna burn in hell because
yeah,
we lust after people.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Let's see. You've already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away.
Oh, shit. Fuck you.
If you looked at it and your eye keeps roaming, you just poke your fucking eye out.
But didn't you already commit the sin? So you're already fucked.
Well, you could say sorry, probably. If
or gouge your eye out, apparently.
Yeah. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
It's not my fault. My eye did it. I'm sorry. If you already did the looking.
No, my eye did the looking. It's not my fault. My eye did it.
That is,
I'm getting rid of my eye. I'm good now.
That is the dumbest solution to a problem I think I've ever heard. Uttered.
Obviously, it's
anything.
Supposed to be metaphorical.
I know what it's supposed to be.
If your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body to go into hell.
I'm not sure people would take this metaphorically.
They don't.
I'm just saying, it seems very much like he's indicating that if you fuck up, you lose bits of your body.
But what's interesting is that everybody likes to apply it to other people and not themselves.
Sure.
Whereas I'm looking at it as, oh, I have to apply this to myself? Shit, I'm fucked. Like, that's the way I'm looking at it, right?
Right.
Like, oh, no, these rules apply to me? I have to follow all these rules? Oh, I have already messed up all of them.
I'm listening to this and thinking, this is the nice Jesus that we think we know about? And it sounds more like he's like, and this is hardcore shit. Like,
right.
You're losing eyes and hands and all kinds of shit for some stupid crap.
Well, but they don't like adultery.
No one does, but you don't lose a fucking eyeball over it just for looking at somebody.
You said nobody does. I don't think you speak for everybody. Some people do like adultery.
Okay, whatever. It doesn't... No one likes it done to them, for sure.
No, that's true.
Right?
Nobody likes to be cheated on.
So... Society in general decided that we don't like it. It's generally not liked in society, is all I'm saying. And
I just want to put out there that we are not saying that engaging in relationships with multiple partners is a bad thing altogether. Like, as long as everybody is consenting, like, I have no beef with poly relationships.
Look,
like,
I don't give a shit what you do. I don't think you deserve to lose your right fucking eye over sleeping with somebody.
No, I just want to make sure for any new listeners that might have like only picked up when we started the New Testament, I want everybody on board to know that I'm not here to judge what kind of relationships that you have or, like I don't want to advocate just for like one-on-one relationships. If you're in a poly relationship, that That's between, I as say, long as everybody's consenting adults and safe.
Right. I say, become an atheist. We don't judge you, and also you won't lose hands or eyeballs.
No, that is true.
This is a great sales pitch.
You don't lose your eye.
No eye loss.
You put your eye out. Oh, my God. Make the case for the Christmas story to be metaphorical Christian story.
What?
You know, the Christmas story, like, you know, with the kid with the, you know, he wants the gun the whole movie.
Yeah.
You'll put your eye out.
Right.
What if that's, like, supposed to be, like...
His dad looked at a woman?
Or, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, you'll put your eye out, you know?
Sure.
Don't put your eye out.
I don't think they would have the kid committing adultery, so...
No! Oh, you're not getting what I'm saying. Like, analogy. Like, symbolism.
You know? But what is the symbolism?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, okay. Like, don't fuck up or you'll lose your eye.
Okay.
You know, he lusted after the gun and then, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Got his eye. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
It has been said anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce.
So you can divorce your wife, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just make sure you give her the certificate.
That's been a question at points in time in history.
But Jesus said you can.
Not all that long ago. But Jesus said it's okay.
Actually, there are several people trying to pass bills that women are not allowed to divorce their husbands.
Wow.
Yeah.
It did specifically say men.
Yeah.
So it did not say women could divorce.
Right.
In that statement.
Yeah.
So
divorce can be allowed, but only if the man says it's okay. Men are still in charge. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery.
Huh.
Interesting.
Which then you don't get into heaven and you might lose an eyeball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Women never get it good. They're always on the bottom of everything. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. Fair enough. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And, oh, this is where we get the don't swear.
Oh, okay.
Like.
Don't take God's name in vain.
But a lot of people are like, yeah, don't swear. Don't say cuss words. And I'm like, no, swear doesn't mean cuss words in this sentence. Swear doesn't mean cuss words. Swear means making false promises.
Well, and more than that, cuss words change from generation to generation.
Yeah, like saying cool used to be a cuss word.
Did it?
Yeah. It was slang.
It was slang, for sure.
Yeah. And so it was frowned upon.
It definitely, okay.
You could have gotten in trouble. You could have got your mouth washed out. That makes it, you know, not good.
Right.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And, like, there's other things, like, in America, like, cunt is a very horrible, horrible word. Like, we don't say cunt, but, like, in parts of the UK.
Oh, I love it when they say the word cunt. UK.
Right?
It's the best.
It's just like part of like, it's still a cuss word, but it doesn't have the emotional baggage that it seems to have here in America.
Oh, no, it definitely, it's like saying shit.
Or like, hey, you asshole.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
No, like, hey, you cunt.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Yeah. But over here, it's like, oh, you said the C word. And I'm like, yes, I did. I just don't have beef with it.
Right.
But a lot of women don't like it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
One of my favorite clips is George Carlin's seven words you can't say.
Yeah.
And motherfucker. I can't remember how it all goes, but like, it's one of my favorite
cunt
clips
is
of all
on
time.
That. Yeah.
Well, we all miss George Carlin.
We do. Yeah. Me too. All right, so carrying on. Again, you have heard it that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but fulfill to the Lord the vows you have made. But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. All you need is to say simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
Okay.
So he's saying don't make promises. Don't make oaths. Like, you don't have to say, I swear it's true.
You can't say, I swear to God.
Yeah.
You can't, I swear to my mother. I can't swear.
I swear
to my
I swear
on
my life. I swear
to Bart Simpson.
Be truthful. Be truthful and you don't have to worry about it.
I swear to Mubi.
Right.
Yeah.
What's Mubi?
I think Mubi was from the Dogma movie. Wasn't it Mubi?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It was the icon that they used in the movie, I believe.
The Mubi.
Mubi, yeah.
I really have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. No, but that's okay.
That's right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So they're just saying, like, Jesus is just like, just be honest. You don't have to swear.
Sure.
But, like, a lot of people are like, it says in the Bible, don't swear. And they think that means cuss words. And that annoys me.
Right.
Because that's not what... Don't swear there. That's not what.
No,
that
in
means.
Fact, most Christians I know swear to God a lot,
or place their hand on the Bible. They swear on the Bible,
right?
But Jesus said don't. Jesus said don't be doing that.
Oh, thanks, Trisha. It was Moogie.
Moogie, no, that's
oh, wait,
right.
No, Moogie was Quirk's mom.
Moogie was Quirk's mom.
It was Moogie from the movie Dogma. Sorry.
And Moogie was Quirk's mom.
Right.
Okay, anyway, Jesus carries on. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. I never liked that. That's vindictive and retribution. And
right, yeah.
Anyway.
We talked about that in the Old Testament.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what he's referring to, the Old Testament stuff.
No, I know.
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also.
Oh,
and
turn the other cheek.
Yeah. Okay. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. Nice them to death.
Okay.
If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. He's saying just always be giving, always be forgiving.
I find that terrible advice. Because and look, I'm going to qualify. It's not terrible advice because it's kind of how most poor people that I know live their lives. They are willing to give you the shirt off their back. They're willing to do all the things that they need to do, right? Like, that's generally people that understand each other's plights are the ones that are having a hard time.
You get bigger tips from poor people than rich people.
Yeah, and they are willing to go that extra mile for people, generally,
mm-hmm.
right? But by the same token, it's the richest who run everything about our lives and how we have to live them because they control everything in this world, mm-hmm. and they don't fucking give a shit about
you. That's exactly who he's preaching to.
Right.
Is the rich people.
And by just turning the other cheek.
But he's telling the rich people, stop being selfish assholes, turn the other fucking cheek.
Yeah, and obviously the threat of hell has not stopped them from doing it in 2,000 years. So
no, it's only...
I don't feel like that's a good threat.
No, but you said it's a terrible lesson. I don't think it's a terrible lesson. Okay. I think that asshole's gonna asshole.
Assholes are gonna asshole.
And you can't nice them to death.
Right.
And... it's kind of like Michelle Obama saying, when they take the low road, we always take the high road, right?
Right, right.
And the Democrats are like losing the war, you know?
Sure.
Because you have to play the same game that your opponent is playing. They're not playing by the rules. You can't play a game where the rules have been thrown in the fucking trash.
Right.
You can still live by the high road and be kind and be loving, but also not be a doormat. And it's finding that middle ground.
What if Jesus would have, like, massive donors telling him to go pitch this to the poor people of the world? Say, hey, just don't worry about all these people that are trying to get one over on you. What if this was a Fox News campaign 2,000 years ago?
Probably.
I'm just saying.
But from what I understand, he was preaching to the rich people.
Right, right. But he's preaching it to the poor people to not worry about what they do to them. You know, like, and yes, he's preaching at the rich people, but the rich people ain't going to change. Rich people are still going to rich.
Right. But it's my understanding that he was teaching, he was trying to convince the rich people, stop being selfish bastards, stop being bad, stop being wrong.
I understand. I understand that that's what, but that's the same thing that Fox News would have you believe.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing that people today would have you believe, if they're trying to get the rich people to, you know, do their part and do the, not be selfish and whatever. But the truth is, they're always going to be.
Well, yeah.
So.
Are humans involved? Then it's going to suck.
Right.
I mean, I've always said that.
Yeah.
Okay. Love your enemies. Pray for those that persecute you. Okay, wait. You have heard it. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. His sun, the sun in the sky, not his baby boy.
Okay.
And sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? It's easy to love people that are kind to you. It's more difficult, sure, challenging to love people who are assholes.
And that's fair.
That is fair.
I'm not saying that the message is all bad. I'm just saying, right, that in practice, it doesn't really pan out for people. That's
right.
All.
Right. Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Okay. So,
right. Saying, so if you close down and don't
stop being your closed little church group where you're only talking to each other, you need to spread out, right, and be nice to everybody, that's whether they're in your little club or not.
That's why the fucker's knocking our door down.
Oh, no. Right. Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The end.
Just be perfect.
Just be perfect.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Just be perfect.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
You might lose an eye or a hand, but, you know, just be perfect.
Why can't you just be perfect? Oh, my God.
I mean, we don't ask for much, just perfection.
I don't ask. I only ask you to be my slave and to fear me.
The overall, it was a better message than we've heard from the Bible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of good things in that speech. There was a lot of placating people and selling being done in the early on in that speech. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of not quite, there's a lot of semi-faults in it, you know, like not complete, yeah, truisms and not complete, like, it's just, it's very vague. It's as usual, it's very vague as to what, right, the expectations are.
Right.
So I'm still struggling with the message, even though I like it better.
It's a nicer message, but it still comes down to everybody just fucking be nice and do your shit. And we still have slaves and women are still on the bottom.
Right.
And also beat your kids.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
And it's fine to be a pedophile, but only if you keep it on the down low, and
as long as you're not an adulterer.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Just too much.
Right. But as long as we're not counting women and slaves as humans, it can't, right, be counted as adultery.
Right, right, right.
Because you're not doing anything wrong.
Maybe that's in another speech. You never know.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know. But right, as of chapter 5.
Right. We haven't condemned those things yet.
Right.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that was Matthew chapter 5.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that our next episode is actually going to be a
Q&A. Not on Saturday.
Right.
We'll do it anyway.
All right. Don't forget, like we said earlier, this is a live podcast that we did on our Discord. Mm-hmm. Please click the link in the show notes. Join us here for the next one. We'd love to see you. And again, we generally, it starts at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Discord, but we generally don't get started until about a half hour to an hour after that. So,
yep.
And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.